CC's tokenization exemption slips again as Clarity Act talks drag. The Securities and Exchange Commission's planned tokenization innovation exemption has been pushed back again, with the delay reportedly linked to unresolved negotiations over the tokenization section of the Clarity Act. Journalist Eleanor Terrett reported the holdup on August 14, 2026, framing it as a knock-on effect of Congress still fighting over how digital asset market structure legislation should treat on-chain securities. The exemption matters because it is the mechanism the SEC floated to let firms issue, trade, and settle tokenized securities without first clearing every existing rule written for paper and ledger markets. Without it, a bank or asset manager that wants to put a money market fund or an equity on-chain has to fit new technology into decades-old plumbing. The pause leaves that gap open. The exemption and what it was meant to do. An innovation exemption is regulatory breathing room. Rather than rewrite the full securities rulebook at once, the SEC signaled it would carve out conditional relief so tokenization projects could operate under defined guardrails while permanent rules get drafted. It is the same logic behind the no-action and exemptive relief the agency has already handed to specific firms this year, including the recent custody relief granted to Franklin Templeton's on-chain money market fund. The difference is scope. A firm-specific letter helps one issuer. A broad innovation exemption would set terms any qualifying market participant could rely on. That is why the delay carries weight beyond a single filing calendar. It postpones the general purpose rulebook that institutions have been waiting for before committing serious capital. Congress is in the way. The reported cause of the slip is not the SEC changing its mind. It is that the agency's rulemaking has become entangled with the legislative fight over the Clarity Act, which recently turned into a bipartisan package after Democratic amendments. The bill's tokenization section defines how tokenized versions of traditional securities are classified and who oversees them, the SEC or the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. If the SEC finalizes an exemption while Congress is still redrawing those lines, the agency risks writing a rule that a statute overrides weeks later, holding back avoids that whipsaw. The cost is time, and time is the one thing tokenization advocates keep saying they do not have as competing jurisdictions move. The legislative timeline has its own drag. The Clarity Act has already been slowed by objections from an unexpected quarter. Community bankers, not the crypto lobby, have been the ones stalling the bill over deposit and stablecoin concerns. Every week that adds to the congressional calendar adds to the SEC's weight. The market that is building anyway tokenization has not paused for the paperwork. Institutions have kept shipping. The NYSE is building an on-chain settlement platform for tokenized securities, and a 40-firm Wall Street consortium led by JP Morgan and Goldman ran a tokenized asset trial earlier this month. Securitize reported record tokenized assets under management even as it posted a quarterly loss. The pipes are going in regardless of whether the federal exemption is signed. That creates an awkward split. Firms are willing to build the infrastructure on the expectation that clear rules arrive. But without the exemption, most of that activity stays in pilots, walled gardens, and one-off relief letters rather than an open market anyone can join under known terms. Broad participation waits on the rulebook. Consequences for on-chain finance crypto prices did not move on the news. As of August 14, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $63,485 and Ether around $1,087, both roughly flat on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 37 in fear territory. Regulatory process stories rarely move spot markets. They move roadmaps. For anyone tracking the migration of real-world assets on-chain, the practical takeaway is patience. The exemption was one of the clearer near-term signals that regulated tokenized securities could scale in the United States. Its delay does not kill that path, but it ties the timeline to a legislative process that has repeatedly proven slower than its backers hoped. There is no published new target date, and Terrett's reporting frames the delay as open-ended rather than a fixed short extension. Stablecoins and tokenized funds are the two rails most crypto users touch directly, whether through an on-chain savings product or a card that settles in stablecoin balances. A clearer tokenization framework would eventually widen what those rails can hold. For now, the framework is still being argued over on Capitol Hill, and the SEC is waiting to see how that argument ends before it writes its part.